听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to justvocabulary.com and today's two words,
furtive
and
foible.
Hello everybody and welcome to Just Vocabulary episode 426. My name is Jan from Cape Town, South Africa, and let's get started.
Furtive.
Phil is a furtive guy who always seemed to be up to something, and usually that something is no good.
Furtive.
There is something furtive about Phil's behavior.
Furtive.
Phil's furtive manner made Lisa question what he was up to.
Furtive.
The adjective furtive is spelled F-U-R-T-I-V-E.
Furtive.
What does it mean? Furtive means secretive and done in a way that is intended to escape notice. Furtive means attempting to avoid notice or attention, typically because of guilt or a belief that discovery would lead to trouble. Someone who's deliberately sneaking around and trying to do something without attracting notice is best described as stealthy. S-T-E-A-L-T-H-Y. Stealthy. And furtive connotes even more slyness and watchfulness as revealed not only by movements, but also by facial expressions. Furtive is derived from the Latin furtivus from furtum, which means theft. And a thief wouldn't want to get caught in the act, so the act of stealing is furtive. Okay, some synonyms: sly, stealthy, or shifty. And two antonyms, open and obvious. Great. And our next word is the word foible.
Foible.
Mark, Lisa, and Frank, they all have to tolerate each other's little foibles.
Foible.
Interrupting people when they are speaking is probably Mark's greatest foible.
Foible.
And Frank recently overcame his foible of chronic lethargy.
Foible.
The noun foible is spelled F-O-I-B-L-E.
Foible.
What does it mean? A foible is a slight flaw or failing of character that is a harmless but slight weakness. It's a small fault or foolish habit, and we all have our little foibles. No one is perfect, but when it comes to cataloging your own imperfections, it's best to start with your foibles, the slight weakness or eccentricity for which you'll be most quickly forgiven. Also, in fencing, the foible is the weakest part of the sword, the easiest part of the sword to break. Okay, some synonyms: imperfection or failing or shortcoming. And two antonyms, strength and perfection. All right, the two words of the day were foible and furtive. And do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Tonic.
Tonic. The noun tonic is a word we introduced in our previous show, and it means something that refreshes, strengthens, and invigorates. Example sentence: a cold beer is a great tonic on a hot summer day. Okay, that wraps it up for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to go to justvocabulary.com where we have online quizzes and other study tools. Hope to see you there. Have a good day. Bye-bye.